Hello again, this is Ray Higdon with Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. And today's question comes from a friend of mine, Ron Deering. And Ron Deering, he hits me with, let me just read it for you. By the way, if you want to submit a question to me, if you have a burning question that you would love for me to address on a future podcast, all you have to do is go on Twitter, at Ray Higdon, hashtag Ask Ray. That's at Ray Higdon, hashtag Ask Ray, and then submit your question, and I'll answer it. So Ron Deering says, someone says, I've found you on Google, and it's not good. Now, I'm going to assume, Ron, that you mean someone has looked up your business, and it's not good, like if you're associated with a, you know, a network marketing company or an affiliate marketing. I'm assuming that's what you mean. Your question isn't worded exactly like that, but I'm going to assume you mean that you're in Grapeity Grape, and they search Grapeity Grape, and they find out that people are calling it a scam or something like that, right? And so this is a big one, because a lot of people really struggle with this. And so many people struggle with it. I actually created a video called, Is MLM a Scam? And it's so popular with network marketers that the actual company that I'm associated with, they actually have that video in their app. And so there's a lot of people who really, really like that video. And the video is, is MLM a scam? And it's me where I Google all these random things. And what happens is you find out that everything's a scam. I mean, I found an article on how paper towels were a scam, how Walmart was a scam, how the Baptist Church is a scam. Basically, you can find anything. I found tater tots were a scam, hamburger scam. I mean, everything, if you Google it, is a scam. And so that's number one. So should you be dissuaded if you find out that there's information online that someone is suggesting that your company is a scam? Well, the answer is no, because if that was the case, then you literally would never buy anything, because there's someone somewhere in a basement living with their parents saying that something is a scam. And a lot of times, the people that are saying something is a scam, isn't it a shock that they have something else to offer you, right? Like they'll say, that over there is a scam, so buy this, right? I mean, just think, you know, let's use our brains. We all have them. So that's number one. Should you be dissuaded when there's information on Google that says something is a scam? No, it just makes no sense. Now, let's say that someone comes to me. So let's say I talk to somebody, and I'm assuming this is what you mean by your question. Let's say I talk to somebody and I tell them what company I'm in, and they go home and Google it. First of all, I don't like just telling people what company I'm in, because that is what they do. They will go home and Google it, and the cynical, skeptical person inside them will look for what's wrong. They'll look for, you know, the negative, right? And when they find it, that's what they'll latch on to versus any positive. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, when someone comes to me and says, hey, I looked you up on Google and, you know, looks like that's a scam, I say, you know what? Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate that. Here's the truth. If you're dissuaded by what some random person that you don't know on Google says is a scam, then there's no way in hell you would ever make it at this business. And so, you know, it may not be a fit for you. If you're that easily dissuaded and persuaded by the opinions of people you don't even know, with the full realization that anyone can say anything on Google, then this would be way too hard for you to build. And so I do a takeaway. Now think about the energy of that, okay? Now what do most network marketers do? Most network marketers, they do what? They get defensive. No, it's not a scam. It's this, it's that. It's no, you don't understand. And that person's wrong. See, that's just weak. Being defensive is weak. So don't be defensive. Be qualifying. If someone says to me, hey, I saw that it says it's a scam, I'm going to say, man, thank goodness I didn't recruit them. Because if I had, the very first negative thing that would come out of their brother-in-law's mouth, they would have quit. And then they would have blamed me. And there would have been a big mess. And so I'll just say to them, hey, if you're that easily persuaded, and I'll say it with a laugh. I'll say, if you're that easily persuaded by someone you don't know that simply has an opinion, knowing that anyone can say anything on Google, there's just no way in hell you'll ever make this business. Now, what happens a lot of times when I say something like that is they say, well, what do you mean? You know, I could do this business. And they actually get defensive. See, that's funny. Okay. And that's called posture. So I hope that this benefits you. I mean, really, you should never be frustrated by someone coming to you and saying that. It's all in how you hold your energy. And so I hope this benefits you. And by the way, if you are in network marketing, direct sales, and you're looking for more people to talk to, feel free to visit my website, rayhigdon.com. I give away an audio that you can just listen to on your phone or on your computer called 29 Sources of Network Marketing Leads, so you never run out of people to talk to ever again. So if you got value out of this, please feel free to share with your friends and tell others, and we will talk to you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.